Hi, this is Pastor John Koopman of Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Mankato. We are a congregation of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod that strives to embody the historic teachings and practices of the Christian Church as found in the sacred scriptures. If you enjoy or have questions about this brief message, please get in touch with us. Our building is located at 1103 North Broad Street in Mankato. We have divine service at 8 o'clock and 10:30 on Sunday mornings, with Bible class and Sunday school between at 9:15. Again, this is Pastor John Koopman of Our Savior's Lutheran Church, and thanks for listening. Today's broadcast is sponsored by Joan Tim in loving memory of Richard and Jeffrey. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you knit together your faithful people of all times and places into one holy communion, the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ. Grant us so to follow your blessed saints in all virtuous and godly living, that together with them we may come to the unspeakable joys you've prepared for those who love you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. This coming Sunday is All Saints' Day, and so our first reading is from Revelation chapter 7, verses 9 through 17. After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. And they fell on their faces before the throne and worshipped God, saying, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these, clothed in white robes, and from where have they come?" I said to him, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." This beloved reading from Revelation chapter 7 focuses us upon the kingdom of heaven which is yet to come. It gives us an image, a picture of paradise, of the eternal life that we are looking forward to. St. John looks out and he sees a great multitude that no one could number. Many people here, more than could be numbered. And he sees these people from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages. What this shows me is that we retain our unique characteristics that we have here on earth. Right, so you could look at these people and you could see that they are from different places. Right, they look different, they sound different. The things that make you who you are will still exist in paradise. The things that make your loved ones who they are will still exist in paradise. When you get to heaven, you will actually be more you. Because here on earth, you are corrupted by sin. In many ways, you're actually less than what you should be on account of sin. But in paradise, you will be more. You will be more you than you ever have been before. What a blessing, what a comfort that is to know that we will be with our loved ones in paradise, and we will love them more than we could love them here upon the earth. And we will be with those loved ones not because of who our loved ones are, but because of what Christ has done for them. Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. Who are these clothed in white robes? From where have they come? These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. You will dwell with all the saints in paradise because you have been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of the Lamb of God has cleansed you of all of your sins so that you may dwell in the temple of the Lord forever. No longer shall you suffer this great tribulation. It will be ended then. No more shall you hunger, neither thirst anymore. The sun shall not strike you, nor any scorching heat. God will wipe away every tear from your eyes. Our epistle for the Feast of All Saints Day is from 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God. And so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him because we shall see Him as He is. And everyone who thus hopes in Him purifies himself as He is pure. When we pray the Lord's Prayer, we begin by saying, Our Father. What does this teach us other than that He is our Father and that we are His children? See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. Beloved, we are God's children now. Of course, what is yet to come, like we heard in Revelation, what is yet to come, we cannot see yet. We get this glimpse, we get a little image of what it is going to be like. The fullness is yet to be seen. But already, right now, you are God's beloved children. You already belong to Him. He is already your heavenly Father. Everyone who thus hopes in Him purifies himself as He is pure. The blood of your brother, Jesus Christ, already cleanses you. It already purifies you. You are already children of the heavenly Father. As we await that final day, we await with this great anticipation, knowing that we are already our Heavenly Father's children. We have a taste of it right now. We have a taste of God's care and compassion for us today as He provides us with the things that we need. But in the days which are yet to come, in eternal life, wow, a life where we are fully and completely the children of God and depend on Him entirely, and He provides for us so perfectly and completely. The Gospel reading for All Saints' Day is from Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through 12. This is the Beatitudes. Seeing the crowds, Jesus went up on the mountain, and when He sat down, His disciples came to Him, and He opened His mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. So this reading from the Beatitudes, it begins Jesus' great Sermon on the Mount. Much of the Sermon on the Mount is actually quite strong law teaching. This, however, is perhaps a much more comforting and gospel-centered reading, a lesson from the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus sat down to teach his disciples, to teach you Christians. He opens his mouth and he says, "Blessed are." Blessed are. He starts with this, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Now, one of the things we should recognize when thinking about the Beatitudes is we're not blessed if we do these different things. So, if you are poor, that doesn't necessarily make you blessed. If you're mourning, that doesn't necessarily make you blessed. If you're meek, that doesn't necessarily make you blessed, and so on and so forth. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Why? They are blessed because theirs is the kingdom of heaven. You, who on earth perhaps are poor in spirit, who are lowly, you are blessed because yours is the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven belongs to you. Blessed are those who mourn. You're not blessed because you're mourning, but you're blessed because you will be comforted from your mourning. Your mourning will come to an end. God will wipe away every tear from your eyes. Blessed are the meek. You are blessed because you shall inherit the earth. You know, upon earth, what do we have? Right? For the most part, we don't have much of anything. We have very little things on earth. And yet, you are blessed because you will inherit the earth. You will inherit the new heaven and the new earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are you because you will be satisfied. On earth, you are hungering and thirsting for righteousness. You are hungering and thirsting for this righteousness that only Christ can give to you. And you will be satisfied. You will be filled with righteousness through the blood of Jesus Christ. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. The Lord has mercy upon us. We pray this common Kyrie prayer in the divine service. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. And he has mercy upon you. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are you because you will see God. You are going to see the Lord face to face. With your own eyes, like Job says, you will see Jesus. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are you because you will be called a child of the Heavenly Father. We just talked about this in 1 John 3, right? You are God's children. And even perhaps more, you are called sons of God because when the Lord looks upon you, he sees his son, Jesus Christ. Even if on earth you're not much of a peacemaker, the Lord looks upon you and he sees the Prince of Peace. He sees Jesus when he looks at you. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. There is much suffering on earth, much persecution we are facing for the sake of our faith. Blessed are you, because you will receive the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you, persecute you, utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Though the devil himself persecutes you on earth, rejoice and be glad, for you have a reward awaiting you in paradise, which the devil and no one on earth could ever take away from you. A treasure in the heavens. A blessed Feast of All Saints Day to you all, dear Christians. I hope you enjoyed this devotion of Our Savior's Lutheran Church. To learn more about our congregation, visit our website at oslcmankato.org or give us a call at 507-385-2180. God bless you.